Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mrs. Marjorie Dong on January the 22nd, 1983 by Rodney Chow and Sue Ellen Chen. This is tape 2. Okay, we were talking about your husband's family. And,
so that's all the I know about his family, his you know, parents. I think his the mother was much younger than he was. I think he sent for her or got her from somewhere, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. This is how the arrangement was made. I don't know.
Where was the family live at that time, living?
Living in Bakersfield. Uh-huh.
So you married to...
Howell came down to Los Angeles, see, mm-hmm. where we met, and he was working in the market, produce market. And then during the Depression years, his brother asked him if he would like to come up to Bakersfield mm-hmm. to help him. He was a farmer. Mm-hmm. So we moved up to Bakersfield. Mm-hmm.
This brother is Ruth's and Martha's
no,
father?
No, it's another brother. It's younger. Ruth's brother is older. Howell's in the middle boy. And
were you introduced to your husband?
No.
You just met
him? We just met at church.
Oh, at the church.
Uh-huh.
At that time, you were going to, which church did you go to?
Congregational church, Chinese Congregational Church. Uh-huh.
Since you came to L.A. or just after you came back from San Francisco, when did
oh,
you start going to?
Before. See, I went to the church in 1925, I believe. 25 or 26. Mm-hmm. And,
you were still in high school.
What's that? Yes, uh-huh. So we had a good time, the group of young people, you know, socialized and went to places together. It was not a personal things at all, just a group mm-hmm. activities.
In those days, were all Chinese, members in that congregational church?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So your husband actually also attend congregational church for a while?
Yeah, he was always a congregational well, he had congregational background, you might say.
Was his father also?
No, his father was what you call non-Christian in those days. As I think the Chinese were not concerned. I did not understand church affiliation at that time. Mm-hmm. So
I see.
In a way, it was up to the next generation, this second generation.
So we're talking about your husband and you met in at that congregational mm-hmm. church. What did your when did your husband start going to the church?
Oh, he was there before I was. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The church was built in 1924, mm-hmm. and and he was in the church already.
Is he considered, the Dong family considered one of the founding families of the church?
Well, I would say so. Now, Edwin was very active, you know, good, strong supporter of the church. Whether they were among the founders of the church, I doubt, because they didn't come to Los Angeles until 22.
So they were members of the church when it was a mission in Los Angeles Street?
I don't think so.
I see.
I don't think they were here yet.
Okay. So that fixes the time.
So did after you got married, where did you live? I mean, around the church neighborhood?
No, the first home we had was located on the Kenmore Street, New Olympic.
So you would still travel to the Congregational Church at night,
yes,
night place?
Yes.
Were most of the members in the church from different places, or mostly from the market area?
I think at that time most of the people live on the east side of Los Angeles, like east of Spring Street, east of Main, San Pedro, between San Pedro and Central, and Adams, bounded by Adams and Ninth.
That's about
you
right.
Can verify.
Yes, that's right, because at that time it was difficult for Chinese families to live west of Main Street. It was very difficult to find.
Because of discrimination?
Yes.
Did you own a house?
No, we rented. It was a duplex. And at that time we were able to afford to pay the rent that they were asking, but I think, I'm not sure, I wouldn't swear by it, whether the neighbors didn't like us to stay there, and so the landlord raised the rent, which we thought was exorbitant. It's not so we moved.
So, can you tell us about the church experiences, you know, while you were in the Congregational Church?
Well, let me see. The history of the Chinese Congregational Church in Los Angeles. Missionary Association headquarters in the New York appointed the Reverend Mrs. Findlay to superintend the Congregational Mission School for Chinese in Los Angeles. I think all this information is in that book.
Gosh, that's, I wonder if you can copy this too.
It's in here.
It's all in here.
Yeah, I've got the information out of that book.
The book, Chinese Congregational Church 70th Anniversary book, yeah.
They met at 109 and a half Commercial Street. At first, and between 30 and 40 men met regularly each evening to study the English language.
That's what I heard, that in the early days they didn't have any women in the church, is that
right?
That's
right, men.
And was that because that there weren't enough women around, or was it because the women stayed home?
I think both. See, many men were single in those days. Men left their wives in China.
Okay.
As between 30 and 40 men met regularly each evening to study the English language. A group of volunteer teachers helped in the teaching. And this is the beginning of the mission project of the Congregational Denomination in Los Angeles for the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to ask a question here. On the, do you recall ever meeting Mrs. Finley?
Oh, yes. No,
can you tell us about her?
Well, there is quite a bit about her in that book.
I mean, but your personal...
Your personal experience
personal.
Of contact.
She was a very friendly, energetic woman. Of course, when I knew her, she was quite a woman in years, you know. But she was full of energy. And she never walked. She always goes like that, you know.
Running.
She was a widow with four children.
Oh.
And after her husband died, he died rather untimely after they came to Los Angeles. They both are Canadians. They went to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and then they, from Chicago they came to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
After he died, she got to find a means to support the children.
Mm-hmm.
So, because of her interest in the Chinese population, Chinese people here, she was appointed to continue with the Chinese work.
Mm-hmm.
And that was appointed by the Congregational Church in New York?
Yeah, yes. I think that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a person who preceded her, had to retire, so they appointed her to continue with the work.
Mm-hmm.
Did she attend Congregational Church services regularly?
I think so. She's a very strong member of the Congregational Church. Being a wife of a minister.
Oh, her husband is a minister.
Mm-hmm. So did you actually sort of visiting her, or she visiting some Chinese women?
Oh, she became a part of the Chinese community, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And especially among the Chinese at the Congregational Church.
Mm-hmm.
And she was always visiting, calling on them and helping them. In those days, the needs of the women was much greater, and she could be such a service to them by taking them, making appointments for them to see doctors or to go places and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where did she live at that time?
I think it was on 12th Street, West 12th, somewhere between Big Soul and the Union, in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. So personally, did you have a lot of association with Mrs. Finley?
Oh, I think all Chinese women in those days did. Because it's always a part of the Chinese Congregational Church.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we have any celebration,
mm-hmm.
weddings, funerals,
mm-hmm.
and party, she's always there.
I see. She helped organize?
Help, or maybe as an honored guest,
oh,
you know,
I
by
see.
Then.
Mm-hmm.
She was considered guest most of the time to those things rather than an organizer.
Mm-hmm. That would be like in the 30s or in the 20s.
Yeah, I knew her in the 20s, the
mm-hmm.
late 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
40s. Well, 40 I wasn't. I have moved away then, see.
Is there any incidents that you remember, like if she special things that, you know, she did for you or you work with her?
Not personally.
Mm-hmm.
No, not personally.
Mm-hmm. But you would work together most
yeah,
of the time.
Yeah, I
in the
always know of her and knew what she would do when we needed her, you know,
mm-hmm.
when the church You know Russell Fong, do you know?
Russell Fong.
Russell Fong.
Is that Ben Fong's?
No. He was an accountant for one of the produce houses.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Miss Finley had very, very friendly, close relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, when his children came, and I mean born, and they were named after Miss Finley's children.
Russell Fong, what are the children's names so I could fix that?
Elaine.
Name? Elaine.
Bonnie. Jenny.
How old would they be now?
In the 40s.
In the 40s?
Uh-huh.
Okay, then it's close to my generation. I'm 14 years older than.
Elaine married Paul Dong's. Mary
oh,
Paul Dong.
That's the family. Well, write that down. Elaine.
Elaine.
Oh, okay.
You know, Paul died.
Yes.
Many years
yes.
ago.
Yes. Okay, now I know. Now I know.
Uh-huh. And Elaine married Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And Elaine is still single.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And that her family is the one that was very close with Mrs. Finley.
Yes, yes.
And is her parents still around?
Russell died about a year ago, but Mrs. Fong is still living. She came from Hong Kong, you know.
So can
after
she speak?
The war, uh-huh. After the war, I think Russell went to Hong Kong and married her and
oh,
brought her.
So she wouldn't know Mrs. Finley then?
Oh, yes.
Oh, she would?
Yeah.
We're going to try to interview her.
So who were the other church members at that time in the 20s? You have students like you?
You know, Mrs. Kwan Ying.
Uh-huh.
It's too bad she's gone. And Milton Kwan would be a good one for you to...
Mm-hmm.
to
I want to learn as much as I can about Mrs. Finley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So were there many Chinese women attend the church at that time?
I think so.
When you were there?
At that time, most of the men have families, have wives.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be in the late 20s you're talking about?
30s,
mm-hmm.
I would
mm-hmm.
say. See, most of those men had wives,
mm-hmm.
so they are women
mm-hmm.
in the church.
So they would go to church
mm-hmm.
with
yeah.
the wives? And
well, like Guan Ying Mo.
Uh-huh.
She lived in the location where your store
that's
is.
That's right, just about three houses away.
Yeah. I think it's where your store, your father's.
Well, right next door to my father's house.
Yeah.
And then she passed away. She's probably one of the...
Yeah, she's one of the... So all the old times gone.
What would you say in the 20s when you first attended church? How many members, regular members,
attendance. The membership was small, but the attendance is very good for the church in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the Lui Tian family? See, they have been. That's a large group.
The Lui Tin family was also a member of the church.
Yes, yes. The children grew up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
She's gone now.
Mm-hmm. And then I think the son passed away too.
Oh. See, they had about eight girls and one boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were these family all from the market area?
Yes, Lui Tin family is related to Lui Dan.
Oh, are they cousins?
They're cousins.
Oh, okay.
I'm not real sure, but I think
okay.
they're cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived up in the close to where Edwin Dong lived in that area.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
23rd, 24th,
somewhere around
yeah.
there.
So at that time, sounds like most of the attendants were like a family. The whole family would attend the church. Were there any Sunday schools?
Oh, yes. Sunday school was a strong, has a strong, had a strong program for the kids.
Yeah, sorry that we interrupt you. We want to just go through Baruch, but since you already prepared, and that's nice that you were talking about 30, 40 attendance.
Yeah, all right. Talking about the school.
Yes.
It's like a singing of gospel songs and learning Bible verses were added to the teaching program. Mm-hmm. See, at first they have an English classes just for the men to learn the English language. And a larger space was needed for the increased enrollment to the English class. The Sunday school work was to be implemented, so the group moved to the First Congregational Church on 6th and Hill Street.
That's where the Paramount Theater is.
Six
close to there.
Have you ever attended that one?
No. I didn't know that was the church was.
That would be back in the early 1900s. Had to be.
Yeah. Early 1900. But the English class remained at the Commercial Street location. And the method of teaching was one-to-one teaching. By that, you learn something, then you teach someone else, one-to-one, on a Lauerbach teaching system. As at this time, all the students were men. And with the with faithful teachers and good interpreters, Sunday service were held for the Chinese people. And I don't know, I think this is incoherent. But anyway, the class and the Sunday school went hand in hand. The church stayed at the Commercial Street location, but the church service was held at the church location.
Which was 6th and Hill?
6th and Hill. And as the Chinese became acquainted with the work and the purpose of the church and school, they invited their friends and persuaded them and their children to come to Sunday school. I think at first they were skeptical. They did not understand the reason for inviting, for them to be invited to come to the meetings. I said eventually more mothers came, and a class for them was organized, and average attendance of 15, which was a good number for that day, 15 women would come. As Sunday school attendance continued to grow to 125, 10 classes were formed, and soon Chinese were asked to participate in the work and teaching. The regular work grew steadily, and more room was needed. So they moved from the Commercial Street address, and they moved at this time to 312 Los Angeles Street. I didn't know they were everything.
So when did they move to the present site?
1924.
Oh, okay. At that time, the membership grew
Well, it's not exactly membership.
The group grew
in numbers, mm-hmm. not necessarily right. membership of the church.
Mm-hmm.
The work continued to grow for several years, and eventually they had to move to a large quarters or space. The search was on. Then the first congregational church, the Chinese call it the Mother Church.
That was the
first.
That was in Wilshire Boulevard, isn't it?
No.
It isn't?
On 8th and Hope.
8th and Hope.
Not 8th and Hope, 9th and Hope Street.
9th and Hope, okay.
Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mother Church offered her social hall for the Chinese to use for the services and Sunday classes Sunday afternoon,
mm.
which was a perfect arrangement, as most Chinese men were working in the produce market, and it would have been almost impossible for them to attend if the time had not changed. It was in 1920, the church member talks about erecting a building of their own. After much labor, planning, and sacrifice, and with the help of the congregational society, the congregational board, let me see, in New York, and the church was built on the 734 East 9th Place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a question right at this point.
Yeah.
I found out that the congregational church, this one you're talking about, was built in 9th Place, that the pews were all made by somebody.
Oh.
And it wasn't manufactured or already built in a factory. Someone put them together. Do you know who did it?
No. I think from this point, the Prudy can give you more information
mm-hmm.
at the church, because
right.
I have a picture of her in this book when
she
was only that tall.
No. Oh, no, Kim?
Yeah.
That's my sister.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah,
Back to your sister.
I'll tackle my sister later.
Yeah. Dedicated in 1924.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a time of excitement and rejoicing in the Chinese community. It's still being used today, as you know.
At that time, were you there? When they
dedicated? No,
I wasn't. Now, I'm going to ask you a question at this particular point. They used to have the union meetings.
Yes.
And the union meetings comprised of the three major Chinese churches in town,
yes.
the Methodist,
the Presbyterian,
and the Congregational
yes.
Church. Do you recall when they started having the union meetings? Do you know how did it get started?
So that's a good point. When I went there, they had that once a month. They meet. It's a rotation
right.
system. See?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know when.
So when you went there, that was already 1925, and they had the union
yeah,
meetings
uh-huh.
then.
Uh-huh.
'Cause they had the union meetings all the way up to when my sister was there. But they don't have it anymore.
No, I don't think so. Now, when the group met in the old church, after the new church was built, 1925, those services were still held in the afternoon, 2 o'clock. The reason is being that it's easier for the men to be there, and also for the American helpers to come in the afternoon.
So when did they go from afternoon services to the morning service?
I think it was after Ivan Wong came. I'm not sure they changed that.
No, I think it's before.
Before?
Mm-hmm. Because when Monroe Leung's father was a minister, they had morning services.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, evidently they changed after I left town.
I don't know how much I missed.